B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start in the Mishnah, approximately two-thirds of the way down from the Amud. Says the Mishnah, and we've already learned this extensively earlier on Daf Gimel, on Daf Zayin, Mi shahoya roishoy v'ruboy b'sukkah v'shulchonoy b'soy chabayis. If somebody, this is not necessarily discussing the size of the sukkah, it's discussing how the person is sitting in the sukkah relative to the table. Where's the table? So a person who's sitting inside the sukkah, but he's sitting at the table and the table is inside the house. So this is a machlekes b'shamayim b'shilil, b'shamayim poislim, b'shamayim are afraid you're going to get drawn to the table and end up eating with your head and your body inside the house, and therefore it's possible. U'b'shilil machshirim, and b'shilil say it's kosher, and we're not afraid. And we've already discussed previously, earlier on in the Masechta, what this means. What does it mean, posel? It should say yotza, not yotza. We've discussed this earlier. The Gemara is not going to go into it again here. Omru lahem b'shilil b'shamay. B'shilil said to b'shamay, Loikach hoya maisa, was this not an incident? Shaholchu zikni b'shamay v'zikni b'shilil levakir eshib yechnon ben achiranis. The elders of the yeshiva of b'shamay and of b'shilil, they went to visit Rabbi Yechonon ben Achiranis, umatzu, and they found Rabbi Yechonon ben Achiranis shehaya yoshev roshev rubay b'sukkah, his head and most of his body was in the sukkah, v'shulchanu b'soy chabayis, and his table was in the house, v'leomru lo dover, and nobody said a word. They didn't tell him that it wasn't right what he was doing, and B'shilil is saying, from here we have proof that there's no issue to sit that way, and this is proof against Beis Shammai. Omru lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responded, Mishom Raya, you're bringing proof from that incident? Afheim omru loy. They told him very clearly that imkein nohisa noyeg, if this is how you've always been sitting in your sukkah, lekiyamto mitzvah sukkah miyomecha, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. So don't bring proof from there as if the elders didn't say anything to him. They did. Continues the Mishnah, another halacha, Noshim v'avodim uktanim, women, slaves, and minors, p'turim min ha-sukkah, they're exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. The Mishnah adds in, Kotn she'enei tzorich li'imoy, chayev b'sukkah. However, if a child is old enough that he no longer needs his mother, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, then there's a chiyuv of chinuch, he has to be in the sukkah. Maisa, and this seems to be an incident which contradicts what we just said now. The Gemara will deal with that. There was an incident, V'yoldo kalosu shel Shammai Azokin, and the daughter-in-law of Shammai the elder gave birth, and he had a day-old baby, a very tiny baby who certainly needs its mother. And nonetheless, Upiche says Ama'aziva, he removed the plaster from the roof, he removed the slats, V'sikech al gabe amita, and he put some schach over the bed of this newborn child, Bishul Cotton, for the sake of this little child, should be in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Minohan Amila, where do we learn out from that Noshim are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah? Says the Gemara, the Ton Rabbonon, we learned in a Braisa, because it says in the Pasuk, Kol Ha'ezroch B'Yisroel, any resident of Klal Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkah, should sit in a sukkah. So what does Ezroch mean? Who is a resident of Klal Yisrael? Who is Klal Yisrael? And then what? Ha Ezroch, the Ezroch. So the Kubraisa says, Ezroch, Zu Ezroch. If it would have just said, Kol Ezroch be Yisrael, it would mean anybody, men and women. Ha Ezroch, from the fact that it says, the Ezroch, it's coming to exclude others. It's coming to make a point that only a certain part of Klal Yisrael, the Achayev and Sukkah, lo hitzias anoshim. It's only, Rashi says, the meyumon sheba ezrachim. It's only the more prominent, the stronger. It's only the men folk. They have to be in the Sukkah. And the women are part of Sukkah. When it says, kol ha-ezrach bi Yisrael, the word kol always comes to include something. L'rabbi says aktanim, to teach us that the minors are chayav in sukkah. And this seems to contradict what we said in the Mishnah, k'tanim upturim in sukkah. The Gemara will deal with that soon. So this is what it said in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, ha-ezrach l'hoitiyas hanoshim. From the fact that you are understanding that the ha-ezrach is coming to exclude women. Lememra, what does that seem to tell us? The ezrach, that the word ezrach in the Torah means bein noshim, bein gavra mashma, it means men and women. And therefore, had it just says kol ezrach b'Yisrael, it would mean men and women. Ha ezrach, the extra hey, excludes the women. But without the extra hey, the word ezrach, the translation, the meaning of the word ezrach, includes women. And this seems to contradict a braisa. Well, Tanya, because there's another pasuk that speaks about ezrach. It says there, regarding fasting, afflicting oneself on Yom Kippur, and not doing melachos on Yom Kippur, it says, ha-ezrach v'hager ha-gor b'seichachem, that the ha-ezrach is included in all the halachos of Yom Kippur. And Vatani, we learned in the braisa, ha-ezrach l'rabbi says ha-noshim, the word ha-ezrach is including, ha-ezrach means even the women who are also an ezrach, they're part of the residents of Klal Yisrael, they're also chayev with halachas of Yom Kippur. So what do we see from there? Alma, ezrach, gavri mashma. From the fact that it says ha-ezrach would seem to say that if it would just say ezrach, it would mean just the men. And ha-ezrach says even the women. Make up your mind. Does ezrach mean men and women, as it seems from the halachas of Sukkah, that ha-ezrach excludes women? Or does ezrach mean only men, and ha-ezrach includes women, as we see by Yom Kippur? So Omar Rabba says as follows, Hilchas haninu v'as mechinu rabbonon akroi. You're right. Ezrach can only mean either men or men and women. Ha-ezrach therefore means either. If ezrach means men, ha-ezrach means even women. If ezrach means men and women, ha-ezrach means just men. And one of those two are accurate. The other one, the other halacha, is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. And it's just that the Rabbonon just, so to speak, twisted the pasuk. They used the pasuk just to lean, to find a support, so to speak, for the halacha they knew to be correct. So, putting aside the hilchus, the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, it should be that either women are chayiv in sukkah and chayiv with Yom Kippur, or women are exempt from sukkah and exempt from Yom Kippur. That means if you were to follow the rules of what the word ezrach and hence ha-ezrach mean, the halachas would be the same. But one of those two halachas are not following those rules, and it's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and the fact that we learned the posuk ha-ezrach, ha-ezrach, is just a support. The Gemara soon now asking, ha-ikra v'ha-ilchasa. Okay, no problem, but tell me which of these halachas is from the pasuk, and which is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and the way we supported that halacha from the pasuk is just an asmachta, it's just a support, it's not the real accurate way of reading the pasuk. We want to know, what does ezrach actually mean? V'su, and there's another question, kro lomoli, hilchas lomoli. So you're saying one of these two halachas, either the exemption of women in sukkah or the inclusion of women in halachas of Yom Kippur, one of them is learnt out from the translation, the meaning of the word ezrach or ezrach, and the other one is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The Gemara is now saying, I don't need either. I don't need whichever one is the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, whichever one is the meaning of the pasuk, I don't need either. Kro lomoli, hilchas lomoli. Ha sukkah, regarding the halacha of sukkah, that women are potter, they're exempt anyway, nothing to do with the posuk, nothing to do with the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Ha sukkah mitzvah saseh shazman groma, sukkah is a time-restricted mitzvah, v'chol mitzvah saseh shazman groma, noshim p'turais. We know there's an old rule, that any mitzvah that's time-restricted, a mitzvah saseh, women are exempt. So I don't need a posuk or a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim to say that women are exempt from sukkah. And regarding the fact that they are included in the halachas of needing to be afflicted on Yom Kippur, I don't need not a halacha, and I don't need the pasuk here of ha-ezrach. Midr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka, we know from the name of Rav, Domar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein tona debei Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Kro, it says in the pasuk, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, isho yisho ki yasu mikol chato yitza odom, lim'il ma'al b'ashem, v'oshma nefesh hahi. So there is talking about going against Hashem, doing an Avera, and it says, Ish oi Isha. So what do we learn from there? Hishva Kosov, the Torah compares and puts together, Ha'ish, Isha le'ish, a woman to a man, L'chol Oinshim Shabbat Torah. For all the Averas, that means all the Chiyuvim, all the Isurim in the Torah,
women are the same as the men. And if so, there's a, if the same way as men are not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur and not allowed to transgress any of the afflictions of Yom Kippur, so too the women are going to be the same. I don't need Ha'ezrach for that, and I don't need a Halach Lamashim Sinai. Omar Abaya. Abaya says as follows. La'olam sukkah hilchasa. The Halach Lamashim Sinai exempts sukkah, which means that the real way of learning Ezrach Ha'ezrach is like Yom Kippur. The Ezrach in and of its own means just the men. Ha'ezrach includes the women. That's why in Yom Kippur women are chayev. We'll soon see why we need that Ha'ezrach. But regarding Sukkah, it was Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim. And the fact that we learned that Ha'ezrach excludes women, that's not the real. That's not really what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Kol Ha'ezrach, that's not the Pasuk is coming to tell us. It's just an Asmachta. Why do I need Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim to exempt women from Sukkah? We just said now it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and all mitzvah saseh shazman groma women are exempt. Says the Gemara, no, it's shechanid Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim. If not for the Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim, I would have thought that the women are chayav in Sukkah, like the chayav in Yom Kippur. So I may have thought teishu ke'en tuduru. That since it says basuka is teishu, and teishu means be in the sukkah like you are in your house, and ma'adira in the same way as in your home. Ish v'ishtoi, typically a husband and a wife are both in the home, af sukkah. So too regarding hilcha sukkah, ish v'ishtoi, the woman has to be with the man in the sukkah. Komash malon, that's what Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim says, no, the women are exempt. Rava Omar, Rava says no. It's true. The reason I need Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim to exempt women of Sukkah is because I would have thought women are chayev of Sukkah, not from Teishuka and Tuduru. Rather, Solkadait Chamina, I may have thought, Yalev Chamisha Osor, Chamisha Osor, Michaga Matzois, as we saw previously that we learn the chiyuv to eat a meal on the first night of Sukkot, from the meal you have to eat on the first night of Pesach. So I may have thought, since we compare Sukkot to Pesach, Ma'al Halon in the same way as Pesach, Noshim Chayovois, the women are chayev to eat matzah, even though matzah is a mitzvah, Seish Hazman Groma. We learned from a Pasuk, and this is, we discussed this in Psochim Daf Mem Gimel, that anyone that's Xeris HaKosov, Kol Sheyeshne Bebal Toichal Chometz, Yeshne Bekuma Chol Matzah, anyone who's not allowed to eat chometz, and that everybody, women are included in all the Averis in the Torah, that anyone who's not allowed to eat chometz has to eat matzah. Afkan, I may have thought here too regarding Sukkos. Noshim Chayovis, they have to eat in the Sukkah. On the first night, Komash Malon. Komash Malon is that's what the Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim is telling us, that women are exempt from being in the Sukkah. And now the Gemara says that V'hashta da'omra Sukkah Hilchasa. Now I know that the Posuk, the real way of learning Ezrach Ha'ezrach, is like we learn by Yom Kippur, to say that women are included, and the word Ezrach in and of itself means just men. Then in the case of Sukkah, why does it actually have the extra hay by Ha'ezrach? It's not including women. So we said that it's just an asmachta ba'alma that Ezrach means men and women, and Ha'ezrach excludes the women. But we know now that the real truth is that it's Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim, and that was just a support. But what is that hay actually doing to us? What's it including? Kro lomoli, says the Gemara, l'rabbi says agirim, it's coming to include converts. So I may have thought Ha'ezrach b'Yisrael Omer Achmona. V'loyes Agerim, I may have thought that only the residents that were always part of Klal Yisrael, they have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, but the converts not. Komash Malon, that's what it says. Kol Ha'ezrach, anybody who's included in Ezrach, anyone who now belongs to Klal Yisrael, is required to sit in the sukkah. But now we're going to Yom Kippur. We said that Ezrach Ha'ezrach, as it says in Yom Kippur, it's the right way of understanding the word Ezrach. Ezrach means men and women. It means just men, sorry. Ha'ezrach means even the women. And that's where we see that women are chayev to have all the halachas of affliction on Yom Kippur. We asked a question, why do I need a pasuk? All the isurim in the Torah, women are chayev, as we saw, hish ve'akosuv, isha le'ish lechol enshin shabatayra. Says the Gemara, Yom Kippurim, midrev yodom arav nafka. How are we going to answer that question? Says the Gemara, lo'nitzrecho elo lo'tisefes inui. You're right, I don't need the pasuk of Ha'ezrach to tell us that women have to keep the halachas of Yom Kippur. Of course they have to keep the halachas of Yom Kippur. But there's besides for the keeping the halachas of the Yom Kippur proper, which is from when Yom Kippur starts, or from Bein HaShemoshes at the start of Yom Kippur until Tzeis HaKichavim Motzi Yom Kippur, of course women are chayiv. But as we learn out from Psukim, and we learn this in Maseches Yuma, that you have to keep Yom Kippur a little bit extra before the onset of Yom Kippur, and a little bit extra after the end of Yom Kippur. So Solkadai Tocha, and that's called Tosefes Inui. Inui, the afflictions that you have to keep, even in the Tosefes, in the extra hour, the extra time of Yom Kippur. Solkadai Tocha, I may have thought, Hoyel, since Umir Drachmona, there's a special pasuk that says that excludes l'toisefes inu mi'oinish. Umir Azara, there's a special pasuk that says that if you transgress and you don't keep the afflictions, the inuim, in the time of Tosefes, you do not get a lav of Malkus for a lav, and you don't get the punishment of Korahs, then I may have thought that so too loynis chayv unoshim klal. Women are not chayv to keep Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Komash malon, that's what we have the Kol HaEzrach to tell us. No, women are chayv to keep all the halachas of affliction like the men, even the Tosefes. Continues the Gemara, we saw before, Omar Mar, Kol l'rabbi says aktanim. When it says Kol HaEzrach b'Yisrael yeshuv b'sukkos, we said the Kol is to include that even minors are chayv in sukkah. Says the Gemara Votnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Noshim Vavodim Uktanim Pturim in HaSukkah, that minors are exempt from Sukkah. Says the Gemara Loi Kasha, Kan Bekotn Sheyigia Lechinuch, Kan Bekotn Sheloyigia Lechinuch. The Mishnah that says that minors are exempt from Sukkah is talking about minors that are too young. They're not yet at the stage that one can educate them for Sukkah. When it says that Ktanim Ochayiv in Sukkah, is talking about those children that are old enough that you can educate them. Says the Gemara, Kotn Sheigia Lechinuch Midrabbonon Hu. Even a child who's old enough that you can educate him, then his requirement is only Rabbonon. It's a rabbinical requirement, not a biblical one. How can you learn it from a pasuk, from the word kol? Says the Gemara, Midrabbonon, you're right. It's the Ktanim, even those that are old enough to be educated, are only Chayev Midrabbonon. Or Kroas Machta Ba'alma, the pasuk is just a support for that Chiyuv and Mitzvah Derabbonon. It's not a real biblical source. Says the Gemara, Kotn She'ein Eitzorich Le'imoy V'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that a child, even though Ktanim are potter from Sukkah, but a child, you have to educate a child if he doesn't need his mother anymore. Says the Gemara, what child, how do you define a child who needs or doesn't need his mother? Any child who can relieve himself and doesn't need his mother to clean him, he's the type of child that no longer needs his mother, he doesn't need his mother, then you're the right age and stage that you can be in the sukkah. Shimon Omer, Shimon argues and says, no. Kol sheneir mishnosoi ve'enei koira ima. A child who wakes up and doesn't cry for mommy, that doesn't say ima, needs to be with his mother outside the sukkah, and he can be in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, ima g'doylim nami koru. Even older children that are clearly old enough to be educated, they also, when they wake up, they ask for their mothers. Elo ema, what we mean is, kol shenir v'einu kaira ima ima. To wake up and to call for mother, that's okay. But to cry for mummy, 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 non-stop until the mother comes, that's a child that's still dependent on his mother and is too young to be educated to be in the sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Maisa v'yoldo kalosai, with the Mishnah finished off with an incident where the daughter-in-law of Shammai the elder gave birth, and they put the child in the sukkah. You just said now a child who needs his mother is exempt from sukkah. This child clearly still needs his mother. Says the Gemara, my solicitor, you're saying a halacha that this child is exempt, and then you're bringing an incident that's a contradiction to the halacha you just said. Says the Gemara, no, you have to add in a few words. Chisure mechsura v'hochiktonim. V'shamay machmir, that Shammai, he was machmir, and held that if you can, put even a younger child in the sukkah. And we see that Umaisa Nami, there was even such an incident. V'yoldo kaloso shel Shammai Azokin, the daughter-in-law Shammai the elder gave birth, upiches esamaziva, and he removed the plaster from the ceiling and the roof, v'sikich al hamita, and he put schach over the bed, b'shvil hakatan, for the child. But that was just a chumrah that Shammai had. But of course, this child was not chayev in sukkah. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.